This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Copper Financial's very own Justin Stites. He's here talking about why credit unions don't include wealth management services as part of their core offering. Really interesting conversation here with Justin, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Copper Financial's very own Justin Stites. Justin, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. We were just talking before the recording. We are basking in the post-GAC glow, if you will. We're all kind of a little bit exhausted still, but man, that was quite an event last week. So yeah, so good to see that you made it out of there as well, Justin. So it sounded like you guys had a good time there as well, right?
Yes, it was great as always, you know, record attendance like we talked about, and it was great to see everybody.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. The big family reunion, as they call it. So, all right, hey, today we're talking about wealth management and why credit unions aren't including wealth management as part of their kind of the core offering for members these days. So, and that's something that's not talked about quite enough, Justin. So, but let's kind of lay the foundation, if you will, because wealth management means different things to different people. So, from your perspective, what's the basis of wealth management, and then we'll dive into what credit unions are doing with it these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Mike, I think you said it right there. It means different things to different people. And it does, you know, it's, you know, we've heard in the past, you know, what makes me wealthy? Well, it can be a variety of things, right?
Right.
It could be family, it could be friends, it could be a job, it could be money. And so I think it's different things to everybody in this conversation in terms, you know, we're looking at credit union members and servicing their needs, whether that's starting to invest or managing that money for the next step of planning for retirement. Yeah. But it can be all across the board in that regard.
Right. Yeah. And whenever you hear wealth management, like people kind of go, should I buy a Range Rover or a Jaguar? No, that's not wealth management. All right. That's
it sure is.
On another spectrum somewhere in a galaxy far, far away. So let's go back to credit unions here. So why don't credit unions offer these types of services as part of their core offering? Because we're about to, well, you know, obviously we have all sorts of economic items going on right now, for lack of better terminology. So I would think wealth management would be something that credit unions would really be. And there's a lot of them that do. I'm not going to disregard those who do. But for the most part, that's not a core offering, like you say. So what's going on here? Why don't they offer, especially what's going on in the environment right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a few reasons for that, Mike. I think one is, you know, it's resources to one extent, right?
Yeah.
Credit union. That could be people and or money, you know, of thinking of, you know, what's this going to take for us to do it? What's the marketing behind it? And, you know, it's all about priorities, right? For credit unions and doing those things.
Right.
I think another thing, especially with the smaller credit unions, is thinking that maybe they're not wealthy enough, if you will. You know, we talk about that for members, but there's also smaller credit unions out there that think that maybe I'm not big enough to offer that.
And
I think that's a misconception as well. I think, and then lastly, I think it comes down to who the partner is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different vendors out there, partners out there to work with credit unions to offer wealth management. And I think it comes down to that of knowing, you know, making sure that partner understands what a credit union member is.
Yeah.
Right. In offering products and services to that specific member. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't the, you know, when we talk about wealth management, this isn't necessarily the, you know, oh, I need 250,000 or 500,000 or a million. You know, there's lots of those firms out there that require that. But when you're in a credit union space, you have to offer it to all.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
And then you have to have the products and services to do that.
Right. And isn't this kind of a sticky product, if you will? Because if you're offering wealth management, that's something that, you know, you kind of go back to it again and again, and it's something that a member would keep track of again and again, right? Give me the nuts and bolts of wealth management here on what's required here.
Yep, absolutely. So Copper Financial, we're wholly owned by Community America Credit Union. So I'll give you some some information statistics from our relationship with Community America. Mm-hmm. You know, it is that stickiness. Our members that invest or do wealth management with us carry five times the size of balances than those that don't invest with us.
Yeah.
Right. And that encompasses across deposit products, loans, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
They're also for us is anywhere from 2 to 3 times more highly engaged. So we measure engagement based on, you know, convenience, loans, insurance, types of things like that in terms of products. And we found that our members are that much stickier, or that much more engaged.
That's
which,
the word, yeah.
You know, then it all comes back to what that does for the credit union, right? Mm-hmm. By having more engagement, stickiness, it's the greater the profitability of that member is.
Frankly. Exactly. You can offer them other products and services as well, along with the wealth management. So why should, and I think we just answered the next question I was going to about to ask, is like, why should they offer these questions or offer these services? Because I think we just answered it.
Well, we did. And I think that that's a big portion of it. But I think the other part is, our members are doing it elsewhere, right? If they're not doing it with us, they're doing it elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, that's probably been a known fact. I don't think I'm saying anything new, but I think the newness is really where fintechs have come into play. So when you think about the fintechs of investing, so you think of SoFi, Betterment, Stash, Robinhood, Webull, right? I mean, those firms, if you're a credit union listening and you haven't listened or haven't looked at your ACH payments going out the door,
mm-hmm.
I'd sure look at them, mm-hmm. right? They're going to the fintechs because, hey, we're in a technology world and we like that convenience.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other fact is we have to be cautious of that because a lot of those fintechs are owned by banks or they partner with banks.
Or backed by them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then our members are getting marketed to something else.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and the other things I was thinking about as well, and we kind of touched on it at the top of the conversation was, you know, with inflation tech taking place right now, the possible recession, how hard or soft a fall we'll have or a landing we'll have with that. And then the great wealth transfer that we're all talking about as well. Does those have factors in wealth management as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the inflation, recession, that comes into play and that starts getting, you know, it can get members and investors a little anxious, if you will. And sure, right, it's volatility.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look historically over time, I mean, for the past, 80 years, you know, the market has had minor blips compared to what the overall market has done. And so from an investing standpoint, it's yes, you need to pay attention to that. But the opportunities to further yourself and your wealth position or mm-hmm. retirement position is crucial right now. And then the other thing that you mentioned, Mike, was that wealth transfer. Right? We all as credit unions want to make sure we're continuing to serve our younger members, right? Because that's the fuel for what keeps us surviving.
Yep.
Well, by offering wealth management, especially to the younger crowd, and getting them engaged and sticky, they're more likely when that wealth transfer happens to bring that to the credit union versus if your member is older and that wealth transfer happens and there's no tie to the kids or grandkids, there's high probability that that money is going to go elsewhere
mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
the transfer of wealth happens versus if you're offering it, that brand loyalty and stickiness should come into play to bring those balances inside the credit.
Yep, indeed. And it also sounds like that wealth management positions your credit union as that primary financial resource, right? Because I mean, there's a lot of moving parts as we talked about in this conversation with wealth management. So to have your credit union really position themselves as that resource for a member in this area, and even if it's the wealth transfer as well, they can help with that. So yeah, so there's so many reasons to have this front and center, I would think, right?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about it inside our credit union as being the trusted advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that can go across any lane of product. It's ultimately we want to be there for the member and meet them where they're at and ultimately bring financial peace of mind to them, whatever stage that they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And wealth management is a stage in everybody's life at some point or not.
Oh, completely. It should be from day one.
It should
in
be.
My opinion, but
and but again, I think it comes down to this access to products and services, mm-hmm. right? So that's really why we've created, you know, Copper Financial inside of Acuso. It's wholly owned by the credit union.
Good for you guys.
Community America. And then we're looking and pivoting that out to other credit unions and working with some today just to bring that ability for those credit unions to offer it.
Yeah. And just to close out here, Justin, I want to go back to the GAC here real quick. What were you guys hearing in the hallways there in regards to wealth management or finance? Because, I mean, obviously the big word at this year's conference was liquidity. So I can't tell you how many times I heard that word there. But what were you hearing there as just a kind of top of mind?
Yeah, it was amazing from last year to this year of, you know, when we're talking about fintechs and investing, of how many more credit unions were familiar with knowing that ACHs and credit union money was going elsewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was surprised somewhat of last year. There was a whole lot of conversations about crypto.
Yes, there was. Not so much this year.
Not so much this year. Frankly, I didn't have one credit union bring it up when we talked about investing. Whereas last year, I would say probably 75% of the people that engaged with me were talking about it. Yeah. And obviously, last summer brought on a lot of eye-opening moments. But that was interesting as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I've been told don't sleep on it, because although we're in a crypto winter, spring is around the corner, as they say. So watch it carefully, ladies and gentlemen. All right. All right, Justin, anything else to add here? I mean, this is something that's going to evolve over time as many things do, but I think wealth management is quite crucial, especially for those looking for, you know, financial stability in any phase of their life. So yeah. And you guys know that all too well. So yeah. Any final thoughts here, sir?
No, the only thing I'll say is, you know, there's lots of opportunity out there and partners out there. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, in the credit union space, we talk about this of the phone being the branch of the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at that when you're looking at investment options. We build everything within online banking, and that way our member has that full 360. So really finding that segment of one for a member is the abilities out there if you're looking to get to it.
Right on, right on. Well said, sir. All right, Justin. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, because I'm sure you got plenty on your plate, especially in a post-GAC environment. You probably got lots of folks to talk to that you didn't get to there, as we all did. So yeah, so great stuff here, Justin. Thanks again for your time and your expertise here, and look forward to the next chat down the line.
Again, thanks for having me, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.